Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff's in San Marcos. Chef, do me a favor, pal. Kick Tammy out of here.
Yeah, that's studio, Tammy.
All right, Jeff. Well said, buddy. We're live at Stagecoach. And I got five pop culture questions for you, Jeff. You get more right than Tam, $100 of her SDCCU checking account money can be yours. Nominate San Diego County Credit Union for Best Credit Union at sdccu.com/nominate. Jeff, best of luck to you, buddy.
All right.
Beyonce may not have been in the Lion King reboot if not for her kids. In an interview with EW about the film, director Jon Favreau said what made her want to play Nala is that part of it is that she's got young kids. Part of it is that it's a story that feels good for this phase of her life and her career. What musical group did Beyonce begin with?
Destiny's Child.
The Bond 25 cast is official. Oscar winner Rami Malek will play the villain opposite Daniel Craig, who will be returning for the fifth time as James Bond. What movie did Rami Malek win an Oscar for?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Stagecoach questions from here on out as we are live from Emerald Desert RV Resort. Stagecoach started in 2007 and at first was just a two-day festival. On Saturday, May 5th, 2007, who was Stagecoach's first headliner? Was it Alan Jackson, Kenny Chesney, or George Strait?
Kenny Chesney.
Dierks Bentley has played Stagecoach multiple times. A few years ago, he contributed a song to the movie Only the Brave, the true story of the tragic heroism of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, an elite group of firefighters based out of what state?
Tennessee.
And finally, Stagecoach is held in Indio, whose nickname is City of Festivals. Among its more famous residents is the Oscar-winning director of Jerry Maguire, Saying, and Almost Famous. He also wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High, set here in San Diego. Who is he?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Tam back in. Oh, Tam! Jeff, what's happening with you this weekend, buddy?
None, just working.
All right. Well, try to have some fun. Okay, it is the weekend after all. Take care of you.
Yeah.
Okay. Tammy, Jeff, maybe not too thrilled about his performance today. That right. 2 out of 5 right.
Okay.
Beyonce may not have been in the Lion King reboot if not for her kids. In an interview about the film, director Jon Favreau said what made her want to play Nala is that part of it is that she's got young kids. Part of it is that it's a story that feels good for this phase of her life and her career.
Right.
The other part, probably the massive paycheck.
Yeah, right.
That's me speculating. What musical group did Beyonce begin with?
Destiny's Child.
Correct. 1-1. Wow. Jeff knew that. Timmy, the Bond 25 cast is official. Oscar winner Rami Malek will be playing the villain opposite Daniel Craig, who will be returning for the fifth time as Bond. What movie did Rami Malek win an Oscar for?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Awesome. Correct. It's 2-2 because Jeff knew that. Stagecoach, Tammy, questions revolving around Stagecoach for the final three questions
today.
It started in 2007, and at first was just a two-day festival. On Saturday, May 5th, 2007, who was Stagecoach's first headliner? Was it Alan Jackson, Kenny Chesney, or George Strait?
Let's go with King George.
King George is correct. The first headliner ever at Stagecoach. Kenny Chesney headlined the next day.
Oh.
Sorry about that, Jeff. That
was...
So, yeah, Tammy goes in the lead now, 3-2. Tammy, Dierks Bentley has played Stagecoach multiple times, including as a headliner. A few years ago, he contributed a song to the movie Only the Brave, the true story of the tragic heroism of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, an elite group of firefighters.
Such a good movie.
Based out of what state?
They were based out of New Mexico. Was it New Mexico? Hang on.
Where's Dierks from?
Arizona.
It makes
I
sense
had the
then,
wrong. I know.
It?
I had the wrong state. I knew it as
easy,
soon as I said
easy,
it.
Easy.
I've seen the movie, and I actually have a personal tie with that. And I'm bummed that I said the wrong thing.
It's okay. You still are in the lead.
I know.
No one's gonna make you do push-ups afterwards.
Well, my firefighter friend Jordan, who was a hotshot, probably will.
Okay.
That's who I
is
went
Jordan
to see the
here
movie
at Stagecoach
with
today. Can he shame you publicly?
No.
Okay. Well, then you're safe for the time being.
Okay.
Jeff, if you see Jordan, don't say a word.
Yeah.
All right. So it's still 3-2 Tammy. And finally, Stagecoach, as you know, Tammy, held in Indio. Nickname is City of Festivals.
Okay.
You know why?
Because they have festivals there?
Yes. Yeah. Well done. Among its more famous residents is the Oscar-winning director of Jerry Maguire, Say Anything and Almost Famous. He also wrote Fast Times at Ridgemont High, set here in San Diego. Who is he? One of my favorites.
Yes. Cameron. Come on, Tammy. Cameron Crowe.
Oh, we were just in time to get it. Yes. Jeff, today, she could not be beat. A score of 4-2. You're not going to get her money, but you will get a prize just for playing with us.
Anyway, we're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to go to Gator by the Bay. It's the largest, most authentic Louisiana-themed music and food festival. And it's 4 days of live music, Southern cuisine, dancing, and more. It happens May 9th through the 12th.
Cool.
Hey, man, enjoy that, Jeff. We appreciate you. But before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Jeff in San Marcos, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.